this phase that we're in now with after Endgame and that stuff. Like, I remember even on this podcast saying, like, if they drop the ball at some point now, like, I can't, I got to give them a mulligan. I can't be like, what the fuck? Because they've 22 movies that were pretty solid. Like, it's artistically, it's unreasonable to expect it to just keep going that way. Right, at some point, they're going to fumble and, like, I don't want to be like, what the fuck? You know, and just not acknowledge that they gave us 22 decent to good to great movies. And, yeah, we'll segue into what we were wanting to get into here, which is some MCU stuff, some of the announcements from San Diego. So this is Mind Grenade episode 312. We are your host. I'm Hector.
I'm Jason. Mind Grenade is a pop culture based show that dives into TV. Mind Grenade is a pop culture based show that dives into TV, movies, music, comics, and a whole lot more.
Oh yes,
it's been a while. I had that one coming there.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, that's what we were saying, keeping that high standard there. At some point, you gotta fumble so that you can get back up there. So, San Diego Comic Con just happened. And we didn't go, but we got all the info from the interwebs there. And, you know, before we get into that, I want to thank everyone for tuning in, for subscribing. It means a lot to us here at Mind Grenade. And, this is going to be a short one, but we're going to have plenty of stuff for the next episode because there is a lot that was announced. Let's see if I can kind of tease stuff we'll be talking about on a future episode. There's the Lord of the Rings trailer. Did you end up watching that?
I have watched it, yeah.
Yeah, it looks cool. That's this year. There's a John Wick 4 teaser trailer that looked amazing. Talk about, like, keeping that high standard. Like,
yes.
He did announce that he's going to keep doing them as long as they're turning out this good, which is a cool way let's see, what else? Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon, drops very soon, August 21st. So I have a feeling we're probably the entire podcast will probably jump on some of that.
Yep, I'm planning on it.
Okay, cool. And I'm sure Matt and Ian will watch it as well, and I'll jump on that too.
I always considered Matt the weaker Jason in this podcast.
Yeah, he's not as cool Jason. Let's see what else. I think that's the stuff. Okay, so there's a Sandman, the comic book Sandman, the graphic novel. There's a TV show coming out on Netflix.
Yeah, I saw that.
I knew they were making a TV show. I didn't know it was happening this soon. Like, it's in a week or two, and it's on Netflix. And I had a friend text me telling me about it and how cool it looked. I ended up watching the trailer. It does look very cool. I've not read the comic. I know tangentially enough about it. And it's Neil Gaiman is the author, the comic book writer, and it's considered one of the big, like, best comic books ever, like up there with Watchmen and some of these other books. So I'm super interested. It's very kind of it's fantasy kind of, but it's ethereal. It's like there's the characters that are in it are like the personifications of the main character is the personification of dream. His name is Morpheus, and that's why the name of the show is Sandman, like Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. So it's him, he's the main character. There's a character, his sister is Death, she's the personification of Death. There's a character that,
okay, she's the one that kind of looked like almost like a demon in the trailer.
I'm not sure, because they cast her in the book she's Caucasian, and in the show she's African American. I think they switch it up a little bit. A lot happened in the trailer, so I was hard for me to keep
track. There was a lot going on there, yeah.
But then there's like the personification of desire and all these other like beings that are just the embodiment of these ideas. There's a character called the Corinthian, and he has like mouths for eyes, so he'll smile, like he'll have a row of teeth instead of eyeballs.
Jesus.
Yeah, okay. That's fucking creepy. So it'll be cool to see that in the show. It's one thing to see it in the comic book. This is a DC property, but it's not, it's like tangent, it's like a pocket publication side company. It's DC proper, but it's like, it's stuff like Preacher and what else? It's adult, stories and stuff. Constantine was part of, like, I think he shows up in Sandman. I don't know if he'll show up in the TV show.
Really? Okay.
Constantine, who else? Lucifer, like the character from the TV show. That's also from Neil Gaiman's Sandman. I don't know if they'll have a crossover and have that same actor from Lucifer show up in this, or they'll have a whole other just Lucifer in this. So we'll get into that too as well. I think that's a show I'll be watching, to see, and that'll be on Netflix, August 5th. So, the main reason I wanted to get together with you for this episode is to go down the MCU stuff that got announced, and hear your reactions. So, Kevin Feige came out and announced that the phase we're in now, which is phase four, phase five, and phase six, are going to be called the Multiverse Saga. So phase one through three was the Infinity War Saga, or the Infinity Saga that culminated with Infinity War and Endgame. This is supposed to culminate with two Avengers movies that drop in 2025.
Okay.
And the two Avengers movies, the first one is going to be called, what's the character that was in, the Kang Dynasty is the first Avengers, the next Avengers movie, Avengers 5, is called the Kang Dynasty. And then that very same year, another Avengers movie is dropped, which is called, Secret Wars, which is what this is all, the movies we've watched seem like it's been like leading towards, is the Secret Wars is like, it was a comic back in the 80s, and then it was a comic again in the 2000s, and they're not related, connected very much, other than that it has a lot of the same characters, and it's kind of a battle royale kind of situation. The 1980s Secret Wars was essentially a glorified like commercial for the toys, the action figures.
Was it the Cold War?
No, yeah, that's why. Yeah, the new Secret Wars, the one that came out in the 2000s, was written by Jonathan Hickman, who we've brought up on this podcast before.
Yes, yeah.
A lot of his stuff is showing up in the movies, like the incursions in Multiverse of Madness, where they like. They're telling Stephen Strange that like he's caused an incursion, which is like the multiverse when there's two universes adjacent to each other. If one goes out of balance, then it could like collide with the other universe, and either both or one of them gets destroyed entirely. So that's Jonathan Hickman came up with that in the early 2000s in the Avengers comics. It's made it into the movies, and now that's also leading that way. All these movies, like eventually it'll just be one. In the comic, including the main Marvel universe gets destroyed, and somehow Doctor Doom like takes pieces from each universe and like combines it to be this battle world. So it's like an amalgam of all these like, so essentially, it ends up being like this world where like it's a patchwork of different universes. So you'll have like Miles Morales will be there from his universe, that's Spider-Man, and also Peter Parker will be there, and then this evil version of the Hulk will be there, and then the regular Hulk will be there. And it's just like, so if we're thinking about the MCU, and
it's like. It's like one of those blankets that you make from all your old t-shirts where you just sew them all together.
Yeah. But with superpowers and a lot more volatile. So it's essentially a way to get. So at the end of Endgame, we had all those superheroes, we had the Guardians of the Galaxy and the Avengers and Spider-Man and all these characters, and couldn't believe that we had all those characters in one movie. This is like that times whatever, you know. So the battle world will have probably like the X-Men in it and the Fantastic Four in it and the Avengers in it and Shang-Chi and all these new characters that have showed up, Daredevil and all these other characters. So it's essentially they're trying to outdo what they did with the Avengers Endgame. And
but we won't know about it because it'll be a secret.
Yeah, completely. I hope they don't announce when the movie's coming out exactly. We have to just figure it out. I'm sure they wouldn't even have to do any promotion. We'd probably wouldn't know. We'd figure it out. Yeah. So two Avengers movies is what this is leading up to. Kang seems to be the huge villain, and so is Doctor Doom. That same year, actually, the November following, so November of 2024 is when the Fantastic Four movie comes out. And then that'll lead into...
Is John Krasinski supposed to be in this Final Four?
They haven't said.
Final Four. This Fantastic Four movie?
Yeah. No, he... I mean, they don't. We don't know yet.
Okay.
We don't know yet. But he would be great at basketball, actually.
I wonder who's going to do Doctor Doom.
Yeah. That should be interesting. They'll have to get somebody like really good, like a really. I don't know. What do you think, Tom Hanks?
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah,
he can do anything.
Evil Tom Hanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. So, I'll go down the line of and I'll just get your reactions to the announcements of like what's leading up to. Let's see here. My internet dropped off on me because they announced the TV shows and the movies that'll be. Did you watch the Wakanda Forever trailer?
I have seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. That looks amazing.
That's a pretty for a teaser, a pretty intense, emotional, like cinematic, like musical. Like it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't get a complete sense of what's going on, but you kind of know.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, yeah. You know what I mean by that? But, so yeah, and I like the little where you see Black Panther. Like, I think we kind of probably know who it's going to be, but at the end, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we know from the comics that Shuri. When I was reading the Jonathan Hickman New Avengers in the early 2000s, she had already been Black Panther for a while.
Yeah.
But I'm actually, and I like that actress, and it'd be interesting to see her as a Black Panther, but I'm actually secretly hoping it's not Okoye, but it could be Okoye. I forget her name now. The love interest for Chadwick Boseman in the first movie. Nakia, I think was her name.
Okay.
I would like, because I think she fits the bill. Like, at the beginning of the first Black Panther movie, she's out in the wild, like, she's out, like, doing badass shit on her own, rescuing people from, you know, just being a hero. And I was like, and plus I think she, like, I personally think she has more star power than the actress that plays Shuri. Like, she's been in other movies. She's been in Jordan Peele movies. She's been in other stuff. That's who I secretly want that
okay.
character, or that that little tease at the end where you see, it's definitely a woman. The shapeliness of mm-hmm. that little tease there if we're getting, you know, if we're getting a new Captain America, we're getting a new, you know, new different versions of characters, why not make this Black Panther a woman? And
yeah,
like,
it's definitely not Tom Hanks.
No, that would he would do a good job. That would be, yeah. Recast him as T'Challa, as a white old actor. Let's see. Then followed. Let's see. So, Wakanda Forever comes out this year, November 11th. So I'll be there for that. Okay, so next year it'll be Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, which will have... Kang's going to be in that. So Kang was in... what was his name? The He Who Remains in the Loki show.
Right, right, yeah.
So it's that actor.
Yeah, and that's a very good actor.
So. Yeah, he's great. Yeah, yeah. He was great in that, and I hadn't seen him in... He was in a Lovecraft Country.
He was, yeah.
Yeah. So I've only seen him in Loki, so... he seemed pretty amazing in that. Ant-Man and the Wasp. That's next year. Secret Invasion, the TV show on Disney Plus, will be spring of 2023 next year. That's the whole thing with the Skrulls. Nick Fury and Maria Hill. So that'll be a TV show. I guess that's the very next TV show. When's She-Hulk drop? I thought She-Hulk comes out much. I thought that came out pretty soon. Yeah, I thought that was the next one. But anyway, so Secret Invasion will be next year. And that was a storyline in the comics where it turns out a lot of the, like, not all the heroes, but some of the heroes were always Skrulls. Not always, but for a long time they were Skrulls. And they get discovered. And then it's, like, already too late because then we're getting the Skrulls invade Earth. So it becomes this whole thing. The Skrulls in the movies aren't full-on villains like they were in the comics. Like, there's more nuance to them. It's like the Skrulls we've seen in Captain Marvel, they seem good or maybe are neutral. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that TV show. It's the idea kind of is interesting, just, you know, not knowing who's who. And so it'll be let's see. Yeah, turns out one of them is Tom Hanks.
Goddamn Tom Hanks.
We're kidding, but, like, why not have Tom Hanks in the MCU?
Yeah.
I mean...
You can pretty much put him anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, May 5th, 2023. What do you think of that?
I'm excited. It's James Gunn again,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we know anything about the storyline yet? I haven't read it or seen anything.
What I heard was that this is the wrap up of what he started with that first movie.
Okay.
And then he'll be done with his version of this. And then obviously it'll get picked up by some other director, whatever, reboot or what, not reboot, but like, well, you know what? I'll say this about what we were talking about with Secret Wars. Like, that's their opportunity to reboot the entire MCU. When Secret Wars happens, that this the sixth Avengers movies, because like I said, it goes Kang Dynasty and then Secret Wars. That Secret Wars will toss together all these characters into this little battle world pocket universe for this, you know, and we'll have to see what happens with those characters. But then at the end of that, it'll probably spawn a new universe. And then that'll give them the opportunity to recast Iron Man, like Tony Stark, recast Captain America, Steve Rogers. Like, they can just get the X-Men in there, just recast across the board if they want to. Because it'll be a fresh new prime universe. Marvel Universe.
Yeah, because I was thinking Battle World, I was going chaos. Like, Marvel was just, it wasn't even Marvel. I was like putting Battle Toads from Nintendo in there. I got all kinds of people.
Yeah,
in there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I guess that's the idea is get all these characters in one place.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles show up.
Oh boy, quit. Yeah, that would be so awesome. But the Guardians of the Galaxy, they can just start a new Guardians of the Galaxy, recast it across the board, and start new stories after what the events of Secret Wars. Like also with Secret Wars, like during that movie, they can have Robert Downey Jr. show up again as Tony Stark from another universe. In that movie.
Yeah, it's true.
Just for that movie. And then, like I said, after that movie, then they can just, like, start this whole fresh new MCU with a new actor, so a new Guardians of the Galaxy. And so, but this final Guardians of the Galaxy movie, they're gonna get into Rocket's origin story, which they haven't really touched on since the first movie, where you see all those kind of scars on his back and stuff.
Yeah,
and that's one of my favorite characters in the MCU is Rocket, so it's cool that they're going to get into. I think James Gunn called him like the saddest character in the entire MCU because of his origin story, so that'll be interesting there. And he's James Gunn's known for pulling on the heartstrings, so
nice.
Then we get the Marvels next year, July of next year. So Kamala Khan will probably be in that, and Monica Rambeau. Yeah, Kamala Khan will be in that. Brie Larson. So that'd be interesting. I liked that first movie enough, but it didn't blow my socks off. So hopefully that this one kind of steps it up. You know, I do like...
it'll have less of a 1990s trope to it.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be, yeah. Which I thought was kind of novel, but... Brie Larson kind of falls into that Jeremy Renner kind of category for me, where I like him enough, but not as charismatic as your Chris Hemsworth or Robert Downey Jr.'s, but yeah, so...
Or your Rocket Raccoons.
Nobody's that charismatic. He's... See, there's an Echo series. Where did she? She was in Hawkeye. The character was deaf, right?
Yep.
Hearing impaired. She's got a series coming out next year on Disney Plus. Loki season 2 on Disney Plus next year. That's one of the best Disney shows they put out. Marvel.
It's getting Marvel rapid fire here.
Yes, that's the other thing too. It's just boom, 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 just nonstop TV shows and movies. That should be good. Ironheart, which is why give her this name? Riri Williams. So hard to
Riri.
Riri Williams. Real World Drive. She's like she's like a legacy character for Iron Man. She's next generation Iron Man kind of character.
Okay.
So she's a genius like Tony and builds suits. She's in the Wakanda Forever trailer. She shows up in that. I don't know if she's Wakandan or where she's from originally. In the comics, I didn't think she was Wakandan. I thought she's African American or from African descent, but maybe they're going to make her Wakandan in the MCU.
Okay.
So she appears in Wakanda Forever, but then she's also going to have a TV show on Disney Plus next year, next fall. So I don't think I've ever read a Riri Williams comic before, so I don't know very much about her. Other than that, she's like the heir to Tony Stark.
It's called Ironheart.
Ironheart.
But the character is not called Ironheart. The character is just Riri Williams. Like, it doesn't have like a...
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure if she goes by Ironheart, like her secret identity or not, or if she even has a secret identity, if it's just she just goes around. But yeah, because Tony didn't have, he was known as Iron Man, but everybody knew he was Tony Stark. Yeah, I'm not too sure about that character, but I'm wondering, with this phase of the TV shows and the movies, they have been like seeding the Young Avengers kind of concept. Some of the Young Avengers have already showed up as children in some of the TV shows, like Wanda's children, the two kids.
Yes.
Those kids grow up to be Young Avengers. Who else? I think Kamala Khan becomes one of the Young Avengers. Riri Williams could be a Young Avenger. Like, they're getting these young characters with superpowers for a reason, because they're going to team them up eventually and become a team. So this one's exciting. November of 2023, Blade with Mahershala Ali. He was what was he in? He's been in a bunch of stuff. He was in a TV show. He was in Luke Cage. He was a villain in Luke Cage for a little bit.
I didn't watch Luke Cage, but
Yeah, he was in that, but now he's going to play Blade in this, in a Blade movie.
Was he in Matrix? The left?
No. Matrix movie? No. I know who you're talking about, but no, that's not that same actor. Boy, I wonder what else he's been in. If you saw him, you'd recognize him.
Okay, I was going to say, it's like I can't even come up with a face on this guy.
Yeah. But he cameoed at the very end of The Eternals. It was just his voice. It wasn't...
Yeah, I remember that. Okay. Yeah.
So he's going to be Blade, which should be cool. I wonder how... this is one thing that was announced recently was Disney's got... Disney Plus now has Deadpool 1 and 2 and Logan, which are rated R movies. So that's never happened before with Disney, where they have rated R, you know, stuff in their catalog. Man, I would love for this Blade movie to be rated R.
I think it's fitting.
Yeah. So it should be interesting.
Blade's such a good character. I hope they... Or Wesley Snipes is going to be pissed if they don't.
Wesley Snipes cameo would be fantastic. Agatha, Coven of Chaos. Agatha was the witch from WandaVision. She's getting her own show next year, winter of 2023.
Yeah. Dang, I didn't realize she was getting her own show, too.
Yeah.
Man, this has really turned into an Oprah situation.
Yeah, you get a show. Oh, for sure. They were doing that. They were kind of doing that with Star Wars. They were like, you get a Star Wars and you get a trilogy. But it kind of like, it seems like they have to rein that in a little bit with Star Wars. With this, they're just going for it. With Marvel, like, it seems like everybody's getting... Daredevil Born Again is what the next Daredevil series is going to be called on Disney Plus, spring of 2024, with how many episodes? It's some crazy amount of episodes. It's like, let's see here.
It's like a short series, but 35 episodes.
It was something crazy like that. It was like a CW situation.
We're only doing one season, but it's 125 episodes.
Yeah. It's
they're gonna come out on Mondays, but also on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
I'm wondering why they. I think they did this instead of. Yeah, I'm not sure, but it's like 24 episodes or some crazy shit like that, and it's called Daredevil Born Again, and it'll be Charlie Cox, who's fantastic. In the She-Hulk trailer that they just dropped for Comic-Con, they teased that he's gonna be in that. Well,
yeah,
because they're both attorneys, She-Hulk and Daredevil. So
I am excited for She-Hulk.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
It does. Yeah.
Did you see that trailer though, the most recent one?
Mm-hmm.
There's I had forgotten about this aspect of the character. She breaks the fourth wall in the comics. She breaks the fourth wall, I guess, in the show, because there's a part in the trailer.
Yeah, she turns and talks to us. Yeah,
and looks. Yeah, but then she looks, but then is confused by it for a second.
Yeah, it makes it kind of awkward. Yeah, especially, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's like almost she's catching herself. She's like, what the hell am I talking to? Like, that type. So it'll be interesting, huh? Because Deadpool famously breaks the fourth wall, but like, this is the first time in the MCU where a character is breaking the fourth wall. But I knew that of the character from the comics. I just forgot about it.
Nice.
Tatiana Maslany, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's so good. This just from watching her in Orphan Black, it's just I'm excited for the show. Even the She-Hulk attorney at law, like the logo for it with the bright green and purple that makes it look very 1980s.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I'm hoping for good things to come out of that show. People talking about the CGI, it's fine. Like. As long as the performance comes through, I'm cool with it. Like,
you know, if you, I think you could almost make the Hulk CGI hyper real, and it'd almost be too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like to try to make a green character look way too like where you can really start seeing pores and veins like down to like hair and
yeah,
like I don't know, it almost would be unappealing. If you.
It's got to be there's a definite like a middle ground where it's I've been happy with the Hulk CGI for quite a while now, especially also with like Thanos, like that was incredible. I mean, also with this TV show, like they're probably going to be working on the CGI till the very last second. So when you see stuff in trailers, it's always the same thing too.
Yeah, and how real do you want a green person to look anyway? Like how yeah. How can you? I don't know. It's just it's not natural.
Yeah. Captain America: New World Order. So this will be a movie, and it'll have Sam Wilson as Captain America, and that's in 2024, May of 2024. What I'm hoping with this is that they keep the kind of 70s espionage intrigue kind of aspect of the Captain America movies, because that sets it aside from the other MCU movies, where it's it can be fun, but like I want some like serious, some level of seriousness in it, just to keep the stakes high, to make it feel like there's like real stakes. I know. Yeah, I was waiting for it. Yeah. So I'm hoping that the series, what was it called? Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It was one of the weaker TV shows that Marvel put out, but it was fine.
For sure.
Yeah. I was, and I like both those actors.
So. Yeah. And I was going to say, like, the series wasn't anything that did anything for me, but at the same time it didn't turn me off to either one of those characters. Winter Soldier or new Captain America. Like I would still be excited to see those characters in movies. So I mean it didn't do anything sour me about the characters or the actors themselves, because they were fine. It's just the story was weird, and it was like a long movie instead of a series. And
I also think it got affected by trains coming through town, but it got affected by something else that came through town, which is COVID. I think COVID disrupted that that production, because I think and we talked about it. I think one of the main plot lines in Falcon and Winter Soldier had to do with like a virus get loose in the world. So they had to like scramble and kind of change some story elements to that show. Hopefully, Captain America: New World Order is what it's called. No director announced or anything like that. So that'll be kind of reinforce whether or not how strongly I'll feel about it, if depending on if they get a decent director in there. Let's see here. So after that, Thunderbolts. Okay, do you know anything about what the Thunderbolts is in the Marvel comics?
Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
Is that no?
Okay.
Is that what the male Thundercats have?
No, they have a.
Or is that Thunderballs?
Thunderbolts. It's a team. I remember, I think I might have the first appearance of Thunderbolts. They were a team of heroes, but then they were secretly villains. So
interesting.
This is team that was like, I think government funded or maybe not, but then it all turns out that they were secretly villains that were known villains in the past. So I'm trying to think of,
That like changed their identity to be heroes or something?
Yeah, like I think the Scorpion, which is a Spider-Man villain, somehow got the Venom symbiote and became like their version of Spider-Man. So he got the symbiote to like calm itself and look like a Spider-Man in his black suit. So he was their Spider-Man for the Thunderbolts. I'm trying to think of other characters. So these were known villains that took on a different identity, and they presented themselves as a superhero team. But then it turns out, like at the end of that first issue, the cliffhanger at the end is that they're all villains. And
are they actually doing good, or they're just pretending?
I think they were pretending, and then whoever was in charge, I think Baron Zemo was in charge of that team. Baron Zemo showed up in the comics, or I'm sorry, in the MCU already. He was running the team, but he had nefarious like reasons for this. In the MCU so far, Julia Louis-Dreyfus shows up in.
She shows up in Captain,
Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And she's recruiting that Captain America, and she also recruits that one, the other Black Widow. So it seems like she's already it seems like she's assembling. That's what this under like the speculation is that Julia Louis-Dreyfus, this character, is assembling a team of Dark Avengers, which is essentially what the Thunderbolts are, Dark Avengers. So that should be interesting, because I heard somebody talking about how so far in the MCU, when we get the Avengers together, they're fighting one big bad. But it'll be interesting to have a whole team of bad guys like working together against a team of Avengers. So this one comes out in 2024, July of 2024, Thunderbolts. So should be interesting.
What year did you say the Thunderbolts come out?
2024,
okay.
So, which fucking sounds crazy. It sounds like
It sounds so far away, but it's not.
It's not, yeah.
No.
Let's see, what does it say here? Expect to see Baron Zemo return, as well as rumors are, the Abomination will join the group as their Hulk surrogate.
Ooh, the Abomination.
I mean, the Abomination is supposed to show up in She-Hulk.
Yeah. I think we saw the Abomination in the last trailer, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Briefly.
Yeah. All right, so...
In briefs is what I meant by that.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, for the looms. I could tell.
All right, and then that was Phase 4 and 5, what I just rattled off. Phase 6 is what I started out the conversation with, which is the Fantastic Four in November of 2024, and then in 2025, Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars. So The other big announcement was that Kang Dynasty Avengers 5 is going to be directed by, what's the guy's? Destin Daniel Cretton, who directed Shang-Chi. They just announced that he's going to be the director of Avengers 5. So they've already got, which makes sense, because if these movies are going to be as big as they are like wanting them to be, they're going to have to get started now. You know, so that'll be interesting, which they haven't announced who's going to do Secret Wars, the second Avengers movie, or the sixth one.
Okay.
The second one that year, which two giant movies like that come out in the same year. Like, they're going to need two different directors, or even two directors for that last movie, like they did with Endgame and Infinity War.
Watch it be Michael Bay.
Oh, man. Wow.
That's how they go out.
Yeah, well, but yeah, Michael Bay can bring in the Turtles, and he can bring the Transformers in.
Fuck yeah.
So that's the multiverse saga, is what all this. I was talking to Matt the other day at work, and we were talking about how this last phase kind of seems kind of like they're losing their edge, like Marvel, and... this kind of, and I felt the same way. I'm like, oh man, like, it just doesn't seem like there's any direction. They're trying to keep everything kind of connected, but it doesn't seem like there's like as much direction like there was with the Infinity stuff. But with these announcements, I feel now there is a direction they're going. I like the idea of it being in the same universe, but not all the movies have to be in service of what's next. Like, I like that I want them to be their own movies. And some of them can be really connected to the next thing. But, I don't know. Like, ideally for me, like, it'd be cool if this leads up to that last Avengers movie, Secret Wars. And then they reboot the entire MCU, start from scratch. But then maybe have different, have more like the, have crossovers, but have more like just single story, like more stories on their own, where they don't have to, because the comics kind of get caught up, and where this author is writing this X-Men book and he gets some traction and he gets six issues in. But then it gets derailed by the big event that brings all the comics into one big story. So then the single story gets derailed. It doesn't have a chance to really get going because it gets derailed by this other side project, universe altering. I'm trying to think of an example. Like in the DC comics, they had the Infinity, what is it called? Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yes, yeah.
So that's an example of a big company-wide story that brings all the comics into what's going on with this big main story, because it's such a world-altering, universe-altering event that everybody has to get involved. So then if you're writing one of the Batman books and you've got the story that you've been building towards, then because you're working for a corporation and you might get your story might get derailed because Batman's got to show up in whatever the company line wide event is, Infinite Crisis 3 or whatever. So I like the idea of a shared universe, but like, you know, like it doesn't all have to constantly be being thrown together. It, that should be like special occasions, I guess. So, I don't know. I'm trying to think of examples of in the MCU where like the Shang-Chi movie seemed like it was its own thing by itself and then get too mired in the bigger universe.
Where you didn't get just one other character kind of showing up, which you see in a lot of shows and stuff like that. I mean, we have the Hulk and the She-Hulk, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, and because a lot of shows, they'll like, you know, here's this new character, but also here's this familiar face for everybody that you also like. And to connect, draw, connect, and keep that webbing that they're trying to hold everything together with.
Yeah. Moon Knight is a good example of like they just
that was its own.
They just let that be its own. Yes, it's in the MCU, but they just let it. They let that showrunner or whoever the writers just do their own thing for that small story. Moon Knight, I'm sure, will show up in other stuff, but like,
and that's something we liked about that show.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it doesn't all have to constantly be Thanos. No. It's like, I love all that shit too, but like, let's have a little bit of both. Where
so we need to put headless Thanos in one of the shows now. The last time we saw him, he didn't have a head, right?
Yeah. That'd be that's the other thing too.
Is the headless horseman, is he in the Marvel universe?
That would be sweet. Yeah, it's and Johnny Depp shows up and looks frightened. With the Secret Wars, like I said, like it's going to be, they're going to bring people in from different universes. They could have Thanos show up in that, because it can be another Thanos from another universe.
I want Dr. Strange and MODOK facing off. Because MODOK with the big ass brain and the zombie.
Yeah. He's showing up in, they announced he's going to show up in one of these movies or TV shows. I forget which one. Which is fucking crazy. It's a giant fucking head with like, with small legs and like, and this robotic contraption thing. Have to wait and see. watch it turn out to be the next Baby Yoda. Everybody's gonna love MODOK. I'm trying to think of what else I wanted to bring up about all these announcements. I feel more confident moving forward with the MCU now, where before I was like, oh, give them the benefit of the doubt. Now I feel it feels more like guide. Now that we have the guide rails that we had before. That it's going somewhere and somewhere interesting, because the Secret War stuff should be fun. At some point, so from here to there, we'll probably get the announcement of the X-Men stuff, live action Miles Morales. There's going to be like these announcements, like you were saying, like we got Oprah, like, you know, where you get a show and you get a movie and you get a show. I'm sure we're going to get way more announcements coming from MCU, because Disney does a similar kind of thing. D23, they do announcements for that every year, and they'll probably have MCU stuff that they haven't announced just yet.
Yeah, I mean, now that they have their own streaming service, though, actually, technically, they kind of have two. With Hulu, because they got kind of a major influence or ownership over that as well.
Mm-hmm.
now they've got all these outlets. They can just keep people coming. Like, you just keep pumping these things out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And they don't have to spend the extra money to make something like a big summer blockbuster or Disney movie anymore. Like, for some of the stuff, they can do a short series or whatever.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like they're keeping like the lesser characters for the TV show. It just seems like they're big characters with the TV shows, and you know, smaller characters end up in the movies. Like Kamala Khan's going to be in some movies. She probably eventually might get her own movie at some point. Like they're really not just like. They're just going with what feels right, it seems. Marvel is.
Yeah, and that's the best way to do it. Like, if you have a story to tell that's more best suited for a 6-8 episode series than a movie, do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that Obi-Wan show was supposed to be a movie.
It was, yeah.
What do you think of that? What do you, because the movie would have been what we got, I think. But... because I think that's what their original idea was bridging the prequels and the original series with whatever that story, the Obi-Wan story was. I'm happy with what we got.
I am too. I do feel like that, because I think I mentioned before, I do feel like we got a movie that got stretched out into a series.
Yeah.
I think it might have been a more concise, maybe cleaner product as a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to complain about more Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Too much.
No, no.
As a Star Wars fan, I got to complain about it a little bit. But I'm done already.
So toxic, man. Yeah. Star Wars fandom. All right, man. So got that out there, and other stuff for whenever we get together again that I want to bring up was the DC stuff, because they dropped a Shazam trailer
and Black Adam.
And Black Adam, yeah. So we can talk about that. And I just wanted to do MCU stuff for this one. So like I said at the beginning of the episode, we'll see what Matt and or other Jason or lesser Jason and Ian think about Lord of the Rings and the Rings of Power, John Wick 4, Game of Thrones, Shazam, Black Adam. What else did I wanted to bring up? Sandman. I feel like I'm leaving stuff out. Also, we wanted to bring up some of the stuff we've watched recently. I just finished We Own the City. You've already watched that, so I want to talk about that. I want to talk about also about Decorum. I'm about to wrap up reading the final issue to that. So we'll have some trending topics, like I said, and some streaming recommendations for the next episode. But
Groot's getting his own little short series.
That's
just called I Am Groot.
Did you watch that trailer?
Yes. Yeah.
That looks like fun. Like it does. I'm not ashamed to admit.
Because at first I was like, what is this gonna be? Yeah. But then I saw it was like little shorts, and then I watched it. I was like, okay, yeah, that works.
Yeah. I was delighted by that trailer. Like, I was like, well, what's this going to be? Like, well, how good can this be? And it was just totally sweet. And
first opening scene with him and the little guys and stuff, that was pretty adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be checking that out as well. All right. So let's see. Tell us what's going on over at Listen Impossible.
Oh, so we just dropped an episode this week. I'm trying to remember what we talked about. Oh, we talked about a company where a actual real company you can donate your poop to. So if you've been interested in doing that.
Interested.
Yeah. I mean, some people are like, man, I wish I could do something productive with all this shit that I produce. You can. You get like $25 to $75 per dump. I don't know if it's per weight, per size, per quality, per color. I don't know. I don't really understand the details of it, but we got some other interesting stories. A guy that kept calling 911 because the president needed to be arrested and El Chapo needed to be freed. I don't know how those are connected. We tried to figure it out, but anyway, so yeah.
The El Chapo thing, like adding that, like, yeah. And then it's like okay, at first it's like, oh, you know, not everybody, you know, some people like the president, some people don't, like, it's fine. But then you add the El Chapo part, it's like, wait, okay, now you,
you're, that, yeah, you're, now then you're like, that, okay, I'm, yeah, I'm intrigued and confused.
Yeah, the selling your, it's like, what are they doing with, like. You just send it in and just whatever you do with it is fun. I don't care. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Or
it's, like a whole, or? It's like a whole thing. You got to be like healthy within a certain age. You have to do like an interview, which I don't know what the interview is for. Like,
yeah,
they want a certain quality of personality in your dumps. I don't know. But it's in, yeah, it's they it's for research. It's not for anything weird.
Somebody sitting at home and goes, what am I going to do with all this? Like, I need to get rid of this. Listen Impossible is anywhere you find finer podcasts, and same place where you find Mind Grenade, or you get see anywhere you find podcasts, and so thanks for listening, thanks for subscribing. This has been Hector for Jason and Tom Hanks saying so long, and we'll talk to you soon.